Hello there. My name is Daniel Bradley. I'm the chair for the meeting. This is an emergency meeting called by Sally Helm with MPC. What we want to do today is to have her deliver a report, or because we've already read it, and make a recommendation concerning why 2022 UPWP. This will be a very short meeting. It's supposed to last no probably longer than 10:45, maybe even shorter than that. The only item really is to approve the agenda, which is the review and discussion part, and act on the recommendation, which is the only action item. Can we get started now? Meeting is adjourned. I mean, not adjourned, but is now open. Ms. Helm?
Yes.
Mark will be presenting.
This is Mark. I'll be presenting.
Okay, Mark, how are you?
Great. I'll try to keep this as brief as possible. And just to clarify for our members, while this is an action item, we aren't asking the committee to take a position on the document we're presenting. We're merely asking for comments. We would, just so you know, you know, we would just appreciate everybody's comments, you know, in the next week, the next week to 2 weeks, once we've gone over the document.
I understand, Mark. Thank you.
Okay. So, Julie, if you could share my screen, that would be great. Okay, excellent. Excellent. So we're here today to discuss the draft fiscal year 2022 UPWP, or Unified Planning Work Program. That is the core NPO staff's work program and budget for the upcoming fiscal year that begins July 1st. So it details the staff budget and work projects that we will be carrying out in support of the federally mandated 3C, that's continuing cooperative and comprehensive transportation planning process. It details the funding, the staff work, and the budget allocations among the different staff work projects. There are two federal planning grants that come to the MPO each year by formula allocation through the Georgia Department of Transportation. One is the Federal Highway Administration PL grant. The other is the FTA Section 5303 grant. Both grants require a 20% local match that is covered by MPO membership dues, which also include the opportunity to use in-kind match. And that's where committee members get credit, I guess, for their jurisdiction based on the amount of time they spend in our meetings and doing all of the things that are associated with that. The GDOT match still exists in partial form for the FTA Section 5303 grants. They pick up half of the local match, so we pay the other half, so 10% each. The funds in these formula grants can only be used for planning, and any funds not spent by the end of the year are forfeited. There is no rollover from one year to another, and that's been the case for the last 5 or 6 years. So the proposed fiscal year 2022 formula planning funds, total funding level is $628,420.04. That includes a formula PL grant of $360,143.03 federal, and a federal FTA 5303 grant of $142,593. The state, as I mentioned, we'll pick up half of the match at $17,824.12. We will pick up The bigger half of the match at $17,824.13. So this is the golden rule. When you're sharing a match with the state and the penny doesn't break evenly, we have to pick up the extra penny. Just something that we learned in grant administration. Discretionary PL funds, discretionary PL funds are basically what becomes of unspent formula funds. I mentioned that if we don't spend all of our money in a given year, it's forfeited. That forfeited money is combined with the unspent formula funds from other Georgia MPOs outside of Atlanta. It's pooled at the state level. And that money is available twice a year through a competitive selection process. Currently, the balance is about $4 million, but only about $1 million of that can be tapped for efforts other than, I have people messaging me, I'm sorry, in the middle of the presentation, I'm getting distracted. Only about $1 million of that can be tapped for studies other than long-range plan updates, because the prioritization criteria that were set up for this money favor required planning products, and the long-range plan is probably most important of those. We have received a number of awards, and awards statewide have included a wide range of non-required plans and studies. Applications are screened by GDOT and Federal Highway Administration staff. Awards are approved by the Georgia PL Funds Review Committee. Each MPO has one voting membership on that committee, and 20% local match is required, and it's provided by the project sponsor. There's also a smaller pot of discretionary Section 5303 grants. Each year when Georgia DOT makes the formula allocations of FTA Section 5303 funds to the MPO, there is a normally a small remaining balance, and when I say small, it's probably, you know, in the orders of magnitude of maybe $100,000, not millions of dollars, but fairly small pot of money. Those funds can be applied for on an annual basis. It's not guaranteed. Plans and studies for this money must be in the MPO UPWP, which is the document we're discussing today. And those applications have to be submitted by MPOs in December of each year. So anything for this fiscal year 2022, we would have had to apply for last December. Applications are reviewed by GDOT staff. And again, they require 20% local match by the project sponsor. That's discretionary 5303. So these are the awards that we have received recently for discretionary funding. In fiscal year 2018, we had two discretionary PL awards. One was the I-16 Little Neck Road Interchange Study. The other was the I-95 Airways Avenue Interchange Study. In fiscal year 2020, we assisted CAT in applying for a $27,000 award with which they were able to buy some transit planning software tools and data. We will be making a similar request in fiscal year 2023. I've been discussing that with Bryn. And fiscal year 2021 discretionary PL awards, we got two this year in the current UPWP. They are the State Route 21 Access Management Study, sponsored by Garden City, and the State Route 307 Corridor Study, sponsored by Chatham County. A quick review of the 2022 UPWP development process to date. In October of 2020, the MPO issued a call for plans and studies, and that call for plans and studies is focused on the discretionary funds that we can go after in support of our member jurisdictions' planning priorities. The fiscal year 2022 transit planning tasks were also reviewed by the Core MPO Board and Advisory Committees in October of 2020. The FTA Section 5303 grant application was made in December of 2020. The MPO staff developed the draft work program document between December and January of 2021. The draft UPWP was submitted to Federal Highway and GDOT for review and comments on January 8th of 2021. The draft UPWP was initially submitted for the February core MPO agendas, but was continued until April when substantial comments were received from Federal Highway Administration on February 12th. So the UPWP currently under redevelopment right now, and it's going back to the MPO later in April. Let's see. So continuing with the development process, the revised draft of the UPWP was published on the MPO website for review and comment on April 2nd of 2020. And projecting ahead what we anticipate for the remainder of the process in the gray text, the core MPO will be asked to review and hopefully approve the UPWP on April 28th. This committee will have another chance to review and comment and hopefully endorse to the core MPO board at your next regularly scheduled meeting. Federal Highway Administration approval process will take place anticipated prior to June 30th, 2021. What that allows us to do is execute both of our fiscal year 2022 funding contracts, date undetermined, but timely for the next fiscal year. If approval of the UPWP were to be delayed, it could mean that we might go into the next fiscal year without our full funding contracts, and we don't want to do that. So that's why we're taking the steps to ensure that this gets acted on this month. So a quick review of what's in the 2022 UPWP. We're going to be beginning the 2050 Metropolitan Transportation Plan update. That is our long range plan. We adopted the 2045 MTP a little over a year and a half ago, but it's updated on a 5-year cycle. So we will be beginning about 3 years ahead of the next deadline to begin the MTP update. We will be updating the congestion management process, which was last completed in 2017. We will be initiating an update of the MPO freight plan. We will be conducting the State Route 21 Access Management Study and the State Route 307 Corridor Studies, which have just kicked off this month. We will be acting in particular early in the fiscal year to respond to recommendations that came from our federal certification review. Those were reviewed with this committee by Anne-Marie Adey of Federal Highway Administration at your last meeting. Or at the last MPO board meeting, rather, I should say. And the later in the fiscal year, we expect that the census will release its 2020 urban areas. That's going to be a big deal for the MPO because it's going to let us know, I guess, what we need to do in terms of our MPO planning boundary. It could mean that we had to increase the planning area, but we'll have to wait and see what that looks like. But anytime you do change the planning boundary, you need to cast a critical eye on your board and committee membership and make sure that it's still representative of whatever your updated planning area is. So just a heads up that sometime around the summer of 2022, we'll be revisiting the MPO's planning area, and possibly the board and committee memberships could be adjusted as a result of that. A quick breakdown of the way the work program is organized. We have 5 major work categories that we split the funding between. They are administration, public involvement, data collection, analysis, and forecasting, transit planning, and special studies. So under administration, of course, that's the day-to-day operations of the MPO and oversight of the planning studies that we're carrying out. Also includes hosting all of these meetings that we really appreciate you taking your time out of your day to participate in. It includes a training and development budget for staff. It includes equipment and supplies that we have to buy. It includes the time that we spend applying for and administering contracts and grants. It covers the development of this very work program and also the development and maintenance of the participation plan. Public involvement is a separate called out task that covers our community outreach and education, also environmental justice and Title VI planning. Data collection, analysis, and forecasting includes the congestion management process and ITS operations, livability and transportation alternatives, freight and intermodal planning, metropolitan transportation plan, that would be the MTP update in this coming year, and the transportation improvement program, which is our short-range implementation plan. Transit planning is called out as a separate task since it's paid for rather with a separate grant. It has its own program support and administration subtask. It has long-range planning, short-range planning, transportation improvement program as pertains to transit projects, and also MTP since we do have a transit portion of the long-range plan. The last category is special studies. Those are typically funded with discretionary planning money. Every fall, we issue a call for plans and studies. That's the main time that our members can let us know, you know, what planning priorities they may have. We can look at to see if we can help them, help bring some funding to that and get it funded through the MPO. Using discretionary PL, we have, as I mentioned, the State Route 21 Access Management Study and State Route 307 Corridor Study, both kicking off here within the past month. Those are going on this year. They'll be going on throughout most of next year. Special studies unfunded. These are studies that our members have let us know that they are interested in pursuing, but for which we haven't secured funding yet, and in most cases haven't applied for funding either. And that timing is just something we coordinate with the members. And I'm aware that we may be going after probably two or three of these in the coming year, at least. But the county, for example, has proposed the State Route 204 study between King George and US 17. Islands Expressway study between Truman Parkway and US 80, and the Old River Road operational and capacity improvements. The MPO staff itself has proposed the purchase of transportation data and analytical tools. That is a task that we may need to pursue when we begin the update of our congestion management process. The last time we did it, there were some, I guess, data that were not, rather missing in the data sources that we had available to us at the time. So we're going to do a data assessment, see if those data gaps have been basically plugged with the readily available free data that we can access, such as the NPM RDS data. And if we still feel like there are data gaps, then we may pursue proprietary data. Also, we have been requested by Federal Highway Administration and Georgia DOT to update our freight transportation plan. And we have really two levels of effort that are described in the work program. The more minimal effort is the one that we feel like we can accommodate in-house with existing formula funding and existing budgets. And then we also are potentially proposing a freight transportation study that would be consultant-led. The way we will make that determination is that we are going to begin scoping studies with the EDFAC committee, that's the Economic Development and Freight Advisory Committee, and the TCC at their regular scheduled meetings later this month. And depending on what What is decided by the members, what they want to see in that plan, will decide, is this a more limited update that we feel like we can do, with what we've got, or do we need to bring in some additional support? I'm kind of suspecting that we're going to want to go a little bigger this time, but that's a conversation we've yet to have. Also, we're proposing a sea level rise study, and that would be a successor, I guess, or additional step beyond the current study that the county has been going on, that has had going on with, I guess, rather still going on. Excuse me. So this is the draft budget. As I mentioned, we break down the budget at the major task level. We used to break it down at the subtask level, but that was administratively cumbersome. So we're proposing just to break it down to the major task efforts, the administration, the public involvement, data collection, analysis and forecasting, and systems planning and operations. The special studies, the State Route 21 Access Management Study and 307 Corridor Study funding I'm showing here is actually fiscal year 2021 funds. We've been asked to show it in the 2022 UPWP, but that funding, just so you know, that funding is obligated this year. It's technically not fiscal year 2022 funding. And with that, we'll be happy to answer any questions or take any comments. Again, this is the time to comment on the work program and give us feedback. The committee will have another chance to endorse and make a recommendation to the Core MPO board at your next scheduled meeting. So just any comments, feedback, suggestions, we're happy to hear them, and we will do our best to address any that we receive.
Are there any comments, any recommendations, any discussion?
You can also send us, you can also send your comments, I would say during the next, sooner is better than later, but I'd say we have up to 2 weeks to accept comments on this. So you can also send them to a staff member, you can send them to me or just whoever you usually work with here, and we'll get those addressed. Alicia's been working with me on the draft, so you can send it to either of us.
Mark, is it necessary for us to, at this time, to go into public session so we can hear from people who are not on the committee who might be present?
Thank you. I'm sorry. I had trouble with my audio. Could you repeat that?
Yes. Should we go into public session here, open it up for anyone who might be listening?
That's up to you, but that's fine.
I'd like to do that if you don't mind, because there may be people who are hearing us who are not necessarily on the committee.
So okay. Yes, it's open. Now. Right. This document is publicly posted on the website. So okay. Yes, we're welcoming comments from anyone.
Anyone who wants to say anything, any comments, whatever.
I looked over the document over these past 2 days, and it's pretty well organized. I don't have any glaring issues with it at the moment. If I do find something, or once I take it back to some of my team with Healthy Savannah and whatnot, if they see something, I'll be sure to email you, Mark, and let you know what that is. But as of now, it looks good to me.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Anyone else with comments, observation, or any input?
We will document any, in addition to doing our best to responding, in the substance of the document, we will also be adding a comment section to the back, just to sort of show what the log of comments was that we received all along the way. So, you can, in addition to helping the document, you can also in the future, turn to the back and see everything.
That's good.
This is Mr. Chairman. This is Tony Abbott. I'm with Chatham County, and I have no comments.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Not hearing any comments, any input. But what I'd like to do now is for us to close the public session, that we can go back to our regular meeting, the emergency meeting. And since we at this point now, I guess we need to do now is to, since the presentation is made, we're not asked to endorse it or anything. We're doing it. We have another future date to do that. So what we need to do now is to probably adjourn this meeting because there really is nothing else to be done.
Exactly. That's correct.
Remind us, however, we do adjourn the meeting. We do have a meeting on the 22nd. It's a virtual meeting at 5:30.
Yes, that's correct.
So let us now adjourn the meeting, okay? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming.